You are listening to Daily Devotions with Pastor Robert Marsbach. We believe that these devotions will encourage and strengthen you. So tune in, connect, and be blessed. For any more information, please visit us online at lifechurchuk.org.
Welcome to Life Devotions. Thank you for joining me today. It's written for you who know the truth, the title of this devotion. You see, the scriptures are there consistently beckoning us to meditate upon them. The Lord said through Moses to Joshua, if you will not let these scriptures depart out of your eyes, but meditate therein, you will make your way prosperous. It says David says in Psalm 1, that if we meditate upon his law day and night, we will be like a tree whose leaf does not wither, whose fruit does not fail, and whatever we do shall prosper. You see, God wants you to meditate upon his word. He wants your heart, and he wants his word to live there. He wants your mind, and he wants your word to live there. He wants his word to live there. And God is calling you today. Look what it says here in 1 John 2, verse 21. I have not written to you because you do not know the truth, but because you know it, and that no lie is of the truth. It is written for you who know the truth, is the title of this devotion. The scriptures, it's amazing how they are alive and active and powerful. I was reading Deuteronomy just recently, and I was getting so filled with the constant, repeated call of God's law. Love me, love me, love me. How he was constantly, you shall love the Lord your God. You know, chapter 6, verse 5. With all your heart, with all your mind, with all your soul, with all your strength. And this commandment that I give you shall be in your heart, and you shall teach it to your children. When you sit down, when you rise up, when you lay down, when you walk by the way, you shall put this commandment upon the doorpost of your house and on your gates. What commandment? Love God. Love God. And I was reading it, and my whole heart was just worshiping Father, 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 how good you are to keep calling us to love you because you love us. And it says in 1 John 4, verse 19, we love him because he loved us first. Oh, how the whole scripture is a Holy Ghost love letter of the Father. Now listen to this. It's written for you who know the truth. What's written resounds in the hearts of those who know the truth. And this is what Jesus was saying here in John chapter 7, verse 16 through 18. Listen to this. Jesus answered them saying, my teaching is not my own, but his who sent me. If any man desires to do his will, God's pleasure, he will know, have the needed illumination to recognize and can tell for himself whether the teaching is from God or whether I'm speaking from myself or of my own accord or on my own authority. Again, if a man desires to do the will of God's pleasure, he will know, have the needed illumination to recognize and can tell for himself whether the teaching is from God or whether I'm speaking of myself on my own accord or on my own authority. He who speaks on his own authority seeks to win honor for himself. He whose teaching originates with himself seeks his own glory. But he who seeks the glory and is eager for the honor of him who sent him, he is true, and there's no unrighteousness or falsehood or deception in him. Now, I find these thoughts so vital. It is written for you who know the truth. You could say it the other way around. You who know the truth connect with it is written. For Jesus, it was always it is written. For him to reveal himself to his disciples after his resurrection, he had to open their understanding through the scriptures. You see, the scriptures bear witness that Jesus is the Son of God, that he is the Christ. Both the prophets and the law of Moses bear witness, like Elijah and Moses appearing to him in Matthew 17 and Luke 9 on the Mount of Transfiguration, sharing with him about the death that he was about to accomplish in Jerusalem, something he knew that they, representing the law and the prophets, encouraged him, strengthened him. Jesus says in John 5, "You study the scriptures, for in them you think you have eternal life, but these are they which testify of me." The whole scripture is the witness of Jesus Christ. Go with me to John chapter 8, okay? Starting at verse 42. John 8, verse 42. Jesus said to them, "If God were your Father, you would love me and respect me and welcome me gladly. For I came forth from God, out of his very presence. I did not even come on my own authority or of my own accord, as self-appointed, but he sent me. Why do you misunderstand what I say? Is it because you are unable to hear what I'm saying? You cannot bear to listen to my message. Your ears are shut to my teaching." Verse 45. "But because I speak the truth, you do not believe me, do not trust me, do not rely on me or adhere to me." Verse 47. "Whoever is of God listens to God. Those who belong to God hear the words of God. This is the reason that you cannot listen to those words. You cannot listen to me because you do not belong to God and are not of God or in harmony with him." Verse 15. "How I am not in search of honor for myself. I do not seek and I'm not aiming for my own glory. There's one who looks after that. He seeks my glory and he is the judge." 54. "If I were to glorify, magnify and praise or honor myself, I would have no real glory, for my glory would be nothing, worthless. My honor must come to me from my Father. It is my Father who glorifies, extols, magnifies and praises me, of whom you say that he is your God." Jesus is coming to them, representing the Father, speaking the words of God, but they cannot connect with him, right? "These things are written for you who know the truth." You see, friends, when the truth lives in you, you connect with the word. It's alive to you. It's powerful, sharper than any two-edged sword. It penetrates the deepest part of your nature, the deepest part of your character. It cuts us under, soul and spirit, marrow and bone. It can penetrate the deepest part of your nature and bring revelation, bring transformation, bring sanctification and redemption to the deepest part where there are strongholds hidden that oppose the knowledge of God. But the knowledge of God will break that stronghold. The yoke of the anointing will break that, the anointing will break that yoke of stronghold and liberate you in the deepest part of your nature, where you are truly circumcised to the depths of your heart and you are truly a new nature, a new character to the depths of your bone. But let me continue shortly, if you don't mind. Just listen for a few more minutes here to verse 38 of chapter 5. Jesus says to them, "You have not his word. His thoughts living in your hearts, because you do not believe and adhere to and trust in and rely on Him whom He sent. This is why you do not keep His message living in you, because you do not believe the messenger whom He has sent. Again, verse 38 of John 5. And you have not His word, God's word, His thoughts, living in your heart, because you do not believe, adhere to, and trust in, and rely on Him whom He sent. This is why you do not keep His message living in you, because you do not believe the messenger whom He has sent. Verse 39, you search, listen, and you investigate, and you pour over the scriptures diligently, because you suppose and trust that you have eternal life through them. And these very scriptures testify about me, and still you are not willing, but refuse to come to me so that you may have life. I receive not glory from men. I crave no human honor. I look for no mortal fame. But I know you and recognize and understand that you have not the love of my Father in you, because I have come representing my Father. I've come in His name with His power, but you don't receive me. Your hearts are not open to me. You give me no welcome. But if another would come in his own name, representing himself, you will receive him and give him your approval. How is it possible for you to believe? How can you learn and believe? How who are content to seek and receive praise and honor and glory from one another, and yet do not seek the praise and honor and glory which comes from the only true living God? So what am I trying to say to you? If your heart truly is in the truth, the scriptures open up to you. And when one comes representing the living Word, the living Father, the living Son, and speaks by the Holy Spirit those life-giving, cleansing words, your heart manifests immediately, because it bears witness with the truth that you hear and receive. For me, this is the most important part of the Spirit living in me, the anointing, that I speak the words of God and not my own, that I represent my Father and not myself, that I represent His Son through His Spirit in me and not by my own ability. I cannot represent Jesus by my own ability. No, nothing. I can do nothing of myself. I have nothing of myself. I am as dead to, by sin as any other man. The only thing I have in this body is what I have by the grace of my loving Father, by the Spirit of my loving Father, by the grace of Christ in me. I can do nothing of myself except what He works in me through His Son. To Him belongs all the glory and all the praise. Now, before we close, a few more seconds. Second Peter chapter 1, verse 16. Listen to this. Second Peter chapter 1, verse 16. Listen now, because all of us can have amazing experiences. And yes, we could give a testimony about that experience sometimes, but our mission is not our experience. Our mission is that the Father causes His Word living in our heart and our minds to empower and enable us by His Spirit to speak His life giving words. And here it says here, we in 1 Peter chapter 1 verse 16, we do not follow cunningly devices of fables when we make known to you the power and coming of our Lord Jesus Christ, but we were eyewitnesses of His majesty. Again, we did not follow cunningly, deceitfully, devices of fables, little stories, when we made known to you the power and coming of our Lord Jesus Christ, but we were eyewitnesses of His majesty. For He received from God the Father honor and glory when such a voice came to him from the excellent glory, "This is my beloved Son in whom I'm well pleased." And we heard this voice which came from heaven, and we were with him on the holy mountain. So he's describing Matthew 17 and Luke 9 about the transfiguration, Mount of Transfiguration. And so, and this is so important, we heard this voice which came from heaven when we were with him on the holy mountain. Listen. And so we have the prophetic word confirmed, which you do well to heed as a light that shines in dark places until the day dawns and the morning star rises in your hearts, knowing this first, that no prophecy of Scripture is of any private interpretation, for prophecy never came by the will of man, but holy men of God spoke as they were moved by the Holy Spirit. What was Peter saying? He says, the experience I had on that Mount of Transfiguration together with John and James when we saw Jesus transfigured and we heard God speak from heaven, "This is my Son in whom I'm well pleased," causes us to have the word that's written confirmed. Peter was not just going around sharing whatever kinds of stories. No, he was bringing the confirmation of the Scriptures. Jesus is the confirmation of the Scripture. He is the Word that gives life. Now, it is so important, he says in chapter 3 in closing of 2 Peter, verse 1, "Beloved, I write to you this second epistle, in both of which I stir up your pure minds by way of reminder, that you may be mindful of the words which were spoken before by the holy prophets and of the commandments of us, the apostles of the Lord, our Savior." You see how the mindset that was in the apostle, you know, it is written for you who know. You know this. It's written. You know it. What's written lives in you. What you know and think is according to Scripture. I think this is so important today, that God can arm us with the knowledge of His truth. Jesus said in John 8:31, "If you abide in my words, you will know the truth, and the truth will set you free." Amen. Have a good day.